Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 22nd chapter of Hilchos Isurei Bia. In this parak, the Rambam discusses the prohibition of yichud, secluding oneself, with somebody who one is forbidden to sleep with. Halacha Aleph. Asar les yachid in erva min arayos, bein zekena, bein yalda, shedever zay gori migalos erva. It is forbidden for a person to seclude himself with any woman who is described as an erva. This is true whether she is very old or very young, because this ultimately leads to arayos. Chutz meha'im im b'na, va'av im bito, va'ba'al im ishtonida, excluding a mother with her son, a father with his daughter, or a husband with his wife who is a menstruant. The chasan shaperson ishtonida kodem shivol asur l'siyachinima elhi yashin bein hanashim hu yashin bein hanashim. However, with regards to a groom, if his wife has become a nida before he had a chance to ever have relations with her, then it is forbidden to seclude himself with her. Rather, she sleeps amongst the women; he sleeps amongst the men. However, if they had relations one time, then afterwards she became impure, in that circumstance he's allowed to seclude himself with her. The Bnei Yisrael are not suspect of engaging in relations with men or with animals. Accordingly, it is not prohibited for a man to seclude himself with another man or with an animal. However, if one distances himself, even from this sort of seclusion, that is considered praiseworthy. And even the greatest of these sages would distance themselves from an animal in order so that they should not remain secluded with it. Now, this prohibition of secluding oneself with somebody who is forbidden is something which is derived from our oral tradition. It is considered biblical in its standing, though it's not explicitly stated in a pasuk. Halacha Gimel. K'she'ira ma'isa Amram b'Tamar, gazar David b'sino al yichud b'niya. After one of David's sons raped one of his daughters, so then David and his beis din decreed that it's forbidden to seclude oneself with a woman who is not married. Even though she isn't actually an erva, nonetheless, it is now included within the rubric of secluding with one of the arayos. And after that, the great Tanam, Shammai and Hillel, decreed that it's forbidden for one to seclude himself with a non-Jew. What emerges, therefore, is that one who secludes himself with a woman who is forbidden to seclude himself with, whether she is Jewish or not, then we administer lashes of rebellion to both the man and the woman. And we announce that we have done so regarding these two. However, there's an exception. If the woman was a married woman and he secluded himself with her, though that is forbidden, we do not administer lashes in that case. Because we don't want people to spread rumors, therefore, and suspect that maybe she had actually slept with this individual. And in that circumstance, people will start saying that her children are mamzerim. And to avoid that, we don't give lashes. Halacha Dalet. With regard to secluding oneself with any woman who is forbidden to seclude himself with, if one's wife is present as well, then it's permitted to seclude himself with her because the wife will protect him from sinning. However, a Jewish woman is not supposed to seclude herself with a non-Jewish man, even though the non-Jewish man's wife might be present, because in that circumstance, we don't believe that the wife is going to prevent them from doing anything wrong. They don't have shame like the Bnei Yisrael do. Halacha Hey. V'cheini lo shamtino Yisrael l'kuti l'lamdo sefer l'lamdo amnas v'mnei shekulan chashudin al mishkav zahar. Similarly, we do not hand over a Jewish child to a non-Jew, either to teach him a craft or to teach him how to read, because we are concerned that they might come to sleep together because they are suspected with regards to men sleeping with men. Similarly, we do not leave animals by an inn where non-Jews are running it, even men by men or women by women, because again, we are concerned they might sleep with it. Halacha Vav. Similarly, we do not entrust any animal to a non-Jewish shepherd, even a male one to a male one or a female one to a female one, because again, we are concerned that they might sleep with the animal, as has already been explained earlier in Mishnah Torah. Non-Jews are also forbidden to have relations with men or with animals, and our concern in these circumstances is that we don't want to place a stumbling block before them. Halacha Zayin. Why don't we then give a female animal to a female non-Jew? Because there is a concern that any non-Jew will come to commit adultery, and if this non-Jewish man will come to sleep with this non-Jewish woman, it's possible that he won't find her there and he'll sleep with the animal. Or if he does find her, there's still a concern that he might sleep with the animal. A single woman is not supposed to seclude herself, even with numerous men, until the wife of one of them is present. Similarly, one man should not seclude himself with numerous women. If there are many women or many men, then we don't have any concern of this prohibition of yichud. If there are men in one room and women in the other room, whether the women are in the inside room or the men are in the inside room, and then one of the women goes from amongst the women to the men, or one of the men goes from amongst the men to the women, then there is still a concern of yichud. Even a man whose whole job is involved with women, it's still forbidden for him to seclude himself with women. So what should he do? Either he should deal with these women while his wife is present, or else he should find another job. It is permitted to seclude oneself with either two women who are yivamos, in other words, they are respectively wives of two brothers, or with two women who are rival wives, or with a woman and her mother-in-law, or with a woman and the daughter of her husband, or with a woman and the daughter of her mother-in-law. Because in all these circumstances, we suspect that these women will hate each other, and therefore they won't cover for one another, and therefore it isn't a problem that the man will come to sleep with one of them. Similarly, it is permitted to exclude himself with a woman who has along with her a young girl who understands the idea of sexuality but won't give herself over for relations, because in that circumstance, this woman won't commit an act of licentiousness in front of her because she's concerned that this young girl will reveal her secret. Halacha Yud. Tinokas mibas shalosh umata, v'tinok ben tesha umata, modul es yachid imahen. If a young girl is 3 years old or less, or a young boy is 9 years old or less, then it's permitted to seclude himself with them. Shelo gazru elal yichud isha haru'uya l'biya, v'esh haru'ya l'biya. Because the only concern, the only decree was made regarding a woman who is fit for relations or a man who is fit for relations. And at these ages, they are not. Halacha Yud Aleph. Androgynous eno misyachid im anashim. Somebody who has both sides of gender is not allowed to seclude himself with women. If he does seclude himself with them, then he does not receive lashes, because ultimately it is a case of doubt whether or not he is man or a woman. However, a man is allowed to seclude himself along with somebody who has both sides of gender or neither side of gender. If there is a married woman, then you don't have to be concerned with yichud regarding her if her husband is in that city. Because there's the awe, the fear of her husband on her, and therefore she won't come to do something wrong. However, if this man is very comfortable with this woman, for example, he grew up with her, or she is one of his relatives, so then he should not seclude himself with her even if her husband is in the city. Similarly, anybody who secludes himself with a woman, but there is a doorway open to the public domain, so then there too we don't have to be concerned with the prohibition of yichud. Somebody who is not married should not teach children. Because in that circumstance, the mothers of the children that he's teaching will come to the schoolhouse to pick up their children, and therefore, it might come that he'll be tempted by women coming all the time. Similarly, a woman should not teach young boys because their fathers will come sometimes to pick up the children. And again, there's a concern of seclusion. Now, it's not necessary that this school teacher have his wife together with him at school. It's enough that she be at home while he teaches in his regular place. Chazal instituted that women who are in the bathroom should talk one to the other one in order so that a man not enter there and then have a problem with seclusion. We do not appoint a man, even if he's trustworthy and somebody we can really rely on, to be a guard for a courtyard where there are women, even though he stands on the outside, because there's no guardian against people doing acts of licentiousness. It's also forbidden for a person to appoint somebody who's in charge of his home, as we see with the case with Yosef and Potiphar, because we are afraid that it might lead the wife to come to sin. It's forbidden for somebody who's a Talmud Chacham to dwell in the same courtyard as a widow, because even if he doesn't seclude himself with her, there's a concern that people will start to say that there's something going on between them. However, if his wife is there as well, then he doesn't have to be concerned. Similarly, it's forbidden for a widow to raise a dog in her home, because there's also a concern that people will say that perhaps she's sleeping with the animal. Furthermore, a woman is not supposed to purchase male servants, even young ones, because again, there's a concern that people have suspicions about her. It is forbidden for one to discuss the hidden matters regarding sexual conduct to three students, because one of them might be involved with asking questions to the teacher, and the other two will begin to talk to one another, and they won't properly listen to that which the teacher is saying. Because a person naturally is going to lean towards allowance with regard to sexual matters, and therefore, if any doubt arises concerning something he might have heard, he will wrongly, perhaps, err on the side of leniency. Accordingly, one can only teach two students at the maximum, in order so that one of them who's asking will be focused, and the one who was just sitting there on the side will pay attention. He'll focus on that which he's hearing from the teacher. There is nothing in the entirety of the Torah which is as difficult for most of the people to separate from other than forbidden sexual conduct. In fact, Chazal tell us that at the time when the Bnei Yisrael were warned against, when they were prohibited to have these forbidden sexual relationships, they cried, and they accepted this mitzvah only with great complaining and moaning and crying, as the Pasuk says that they were crying to their families, which Chazal interpret to mean that they were crying about these family matters. In fact, Chazal furthermore say that a person naturally desires thievery and forbidden sexual relations. Now tells us that you will never find at any time a community where there are not at least a few select individuals who are involved in forbidden sexual conduct. Furthermore, Chazal had said that most people will make mistakes with regards to thievery. Some will sin regarding forbidden sexual conduct. And everybody sins, unfortunately, with regards to the dust of Lashon Hara, things which relate to forbidden speech. Accordingly, considering how powerful this urge is, it is appropriate for a person to overcome these urges and to accustom himself with a high degree of sanctity, with pure thought, with proper knowledge in order to escape this problem. And considering the context of this parak, a person should avoid seclusion with anyone who is forbidden to him, because that is one of the greatest causes of this sin. In fact, the greatest of the sages would tell their students, be careful with me regarding my daughter, be careful with me regarding my daughter-in-law, in order to instruct their students that they shouldn't be embarrassed about this. It's natural, it's prevalent, and they must be careful. So that way they will distance themselves from entering into seclusion with any woman. Halacha Chaf Aleph, the final halacha in the parak, and the final halacha in all of Hilchos Isurei Bia. V'chein yinhog lesrachik minaschok u'minaschichros u'midivrei ha'gavim she'ilu gormim gdolim ve'malos shel arayos. Furthermore, a person should distance himself from any sort of levity and intoxication, and from ultimately flirtation, because these lead, and they are the great causes of these forbidden relationships, and in some way they're like the steps leading to them. Furthermore, a person should never live without a wife, because by having a wife it will ensure that he have great purity. And furthermore, greater than any of this, Chazal said, Yafne atzmo machshavto l'divrei Torah, v'yarchiv daito b'chachma, she'en machshavas arayos mizgaberes el b'lev panoi mina chachma. Chazal teach us that a person should turn his thoughts away from arayos and focus them on Torah, broaden his mind with wisdom, because ultimately these thoughts of forbidden sexual fantasies will ultimately not enter into a heart which is filled with wisdom. It only enters into a heart which is empty from wisdom. V'chachma hu omer, with regards to wisdom, the pasuk says, Ayalas ahavim v'yalas chen dateha yiraveich b'chol eis ba'avasa tiske tamid. About the wisdom of the Torah, the pasuk says, it is beloved, it causes favor, and it will ultimately satisfy you at all times. You should be obsessed with this sort of love, and not the other sort. Have a wonderful day.